Nintendo's gotten a few new rewards now, and they're mainly fans, like there's two Mario fans and two Animal Crossing fans, like old bamboo paper style Japanese fans, and then there's also four new Mario pins, like anniversary to honor the 25th anniversary of Mario. So you have each pin is worth 450 coins, and one of them kind of just Mario and with Super Mario over it, and another one has his head with like a rainbow Super Mario around the side. Another one is kind of a hexagon with Mario and Peach on it, and then the last one, which is probably my favorite one, it has a star with Mario jumping and Toad and Yoshi in the background. So what do you think of those, Emery?
They look really good. They're a bit expensive. Like, I was hoping they'd be all in one pack, but I guess,
yeah,
like,
they are kind of expensive.
I guess with the upcoming first party games, like that'll have the Club Nintendo codes for the coins. That's a pretty good chance I'll have one by the end of the year.
Yeah, but, I ordered the coins are marked A through B, so there's an A, B, C, D one. But I ordered B and D, and then I'll probably order A next and then C last. Hopefully I'll get enough so I can get those and platinum for this year.
Yeah. Which the platinum, I probably need to try to catch up on that because I haven't really registered anything lately, and I still need to register a lot of stuff. And last year I had to move a lot of codes off of people
I'm doing that with my cousin this year.
Yeah, my cousin has a DS, but she never buys games for it anymore. And the last thing I got off of her was her code for her DSi, and which that really saved me, because I would have gotten another, because in 2009 I got the calendar, the 2010 calendar, and
I got the same thing.
If I didn't get the but I got the calendar because I only got gold, and if I didn't get the platinum for this year on the Club Nintendo, then I would have, if I wouldn't have gotten that code from my cousin, I mean, I would have just gotten a calendar again.
Yeah, last year's platinum award was really cool. That's probably the best one I've seen yet.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, the platinum award for last year was a Super Mario figurine. It's about 4 inches tall, and it has Bowser, Mario, Luigi, Yoshi, Toad, Peach, and a Goomba on it. And it looks pretty well made.
Yeah, and but that's the one we're getting, like, now.
Should be getting that in a few weeks.
So, like, just not to confuse anybody, what I was talking about was 2009, so last year, and what Zony was talking about was, like, last Nintendo year, which ends in June.
Yeah, I probably should have said that.
Yeah. But,
yeah, their system's kind of weird, but...
But I guess
it does make sense, though, because, more people will be getting games in the fall, because that's when, like, the big games come out, so... People will have more coins by then, so...
Yeah.
Anyways.
I wonder if...
There's
GoldenEye,
also go ahead.
I wonder if GoldenEye is going to be counted as a first-party game, because Activision's developing it, but Nintendo is publishing it and is making it kind of theirs. And since they showed it at their E3 and stuff, I'm just kind of curious if it'll be a point card.
Well, I'm not really sure because, well, let me check when it comes out again. It comes out the 2nd, I think, right?
Yeah, it's coming out the 2nd. And,
which... Yeah, I don't think it'll, include a code, though, because they would have had, one of those, like, I don't remember what they call them, but one of those, surveys that you can do to get 10 extra coins when you register the game.
Oh, yeah. Where you can say, I'm buying that or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've done that with...
Right now they have... Returns. Yeah, that one just came out, or the survey for that just came out. Actually, I did the survey for Donkey Kong, Bling Smash, Kirby's Epic Yarn, Mario vs. Donkey Kong, the new one, and, there was one other one, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, but,
yeah.
So, do you think we'll ever get, like, the Japanese Club Nintendo things?
I wish. They have a lot of good rewards, like CDs, and they have more usable rewards than what the U.S. has. I mean, we started getting good ones when we just got the fans and the pins. Like, I think the best rewards that we have are the fans, the pins, and the Hanafuda card deck, which is like where Nintendo started.
Yeah, those look really cool, but I think the coolest things are the Bowser folders.
And
if you didn't notice, I was using sarcasm. But I actually did get those because I was stupid.
Yeah, bookmarks too, didn't you?
Yeah, I just didn't want to... I wanted to use my coins. I had like 450 or something, and just didn't really want them to go to waste.
Should have waited.
Yeah, I should have really waited.
Use them on the fan or the fans.
Yeah.
I was surprised how quickly they sold out, too. There's only one fan left, and it's like one of the Animal Crossing ones. It doesn't look very good, to be honest, but my favorite's the Mario and the Blooper one. I'll probably buy the Mario one when it comes to coins.
Yeah, and, like, the weird thing is a lot of the stuff that you'd think would sell out, like, a lot of the people that use Club Nintendo are probably collectors and stuff, and, but the only thing I've seen that has been sold out, I haven't really checked recently, but I've seen those Wii remote holders be sold out.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you'd think, like, people would be buying up, like, the collectors and stuff would be buying the Hanafuda cards and the Bowser folders and stuff like that, just to have them.
Yeah, I can't wait to get my pins and my figurine, because those are going to be pretty cool. They'll go along nicely with my Super Mario Galaxy commemorative launch coin.
What's it?
Oh, when the first Super Mario Galaxy game came out, if you pre-ordered it, you got a special coin along with it that came with a certificate of authenticity, and it's like, it shows Mario with a Luma on it, and it just says Super Mario Galaxy on the back.
Oh, that's really cool. I wish I would have gotten that. That was before I was like a really big that I was just kind of on Mario games, but I wish I would have got that now.
Let's go ahead and move on to discussing Kirby's Epic Yarn. Oh, that's going to be your favorite part, isn't it?
No.
But, yeah, Murray's not very happy at me because I have Kirby's Epic Yarn and I've been playing it for a few days now, and he hasn't gotten it yet.
Yeah, and if you look at Zonified's Game Informer profile, you've seen my remarks. I quoted him saying that he's been playing Kirby's Epic Yarn and he's loving every minute of it. And I typed under that, and I hate you for that.
Yeah, and then I replied back with a haiku. It wasn't the best haiku, but it got the point across, because he then replied with an angry face. But, yeah, if you haven't checked it, again, in Ray, I said that I've gotten to the fourth world.
Which, what did you think about Phil and Reiner's Kirby's Epic Yarn video?
Yeah, like, before I saw that, I probably wouldn't have gotten Kirby's Epic Yarn. I don't know why. Like, it interested me, but I wasn't totally sure about it. Then after I watched that, I decided to go ahead and get it, and it is a really cool game. Like, if you enjoy platformers, then you'll love this game, because like, the simplicity of it, and like, the charm, the graphics, and the music is really good. And it's just, it's really, like, stylized game that a lot of people will enjoy. Disney Epic Mickey, that's coming out on the 30th of November. What do you think of that, Emre?
It looks really good. You use the pointer to choose the like paint and thinner, right?
Yeah, paint and thinner.
And you use the pointer to shoot it, right? I've just seen like screens with a little reticle on the at the top, and it just looks kind of like maybe third person shooter controls, but
It might be, I'm not sure.
But yeah, the collector's edition for that looks pretty good.
Yeah, I just pre-ordered that two nights ago when I bought Kirby's Epic Yarn, and you're still mad about that. But the collector's edition is pretty cool because it comes with a bonus DVD, and the box art is different, and it comes with a Wii decal and Wii remote decal, which I mean, I don't use decals, but I bet there's someone out there that does. So when I do get it, I'll be giving that away on a later episode, so you can look out for that. But it also comes with a 5-inch Mickey Mouse vinyl figurine, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I just wanted to point out the irony of a Wii game coming with a DVD.
Yeah, that's coming out. And then we also have you heard of Fling Smash?
Yeah, I've heard of that. And that's the game that revealed the Wii Remote Plus.
Yeah, the Wii Remote Plus is a new, it's just like the regular Wiimote, but now it has Motion Plus inside of it, so you don't have to buy or use those dongles anymore. Which, I'm actually probably going to, I know nothing about this game, but just because it's just $10 more for, like, the game, I'll probably end up buying it, mainly so I can have some extra coins from Club Nintendo. And I'm not sure what I'll do with the game. I might play some of it or sell it or give it away. I'm not sure.
Oh, who knows? It may be.
Probably enjoy it.
Yeah, it may be good. And if you're giving away decals, you may be able to give away the game on this podcast.
Yeah, I might just do that. But, yeah, that game's coming out the 7th of November, and it's going to be $50. So if you're interested in that, then go ahead and get that. It's some puzzle game is all I know, really.
What's it play like? Have you seen any gameplay videos or screenshots or any?
I haven't seen any gameplay. On GameStop, it says that it combines the hands-on fun of tennis, non-stop action, and instant gratification of pinball.
So you're hitting pinballs with a tennis racket.
Yeah, pretty much. Nintendo Power said that your arm will get really tired after a while, so I think it's pulling your arm pretty much around and the character just goes right around the whole time.
That sounds kind of weird.
There's also a new Professor Layton and Phoenix Wright crossover game, and what's it called?
From the Japanese trailer, the translation of it, which I hope they keep it to, it's pretty good. Phoenix, Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright. And, from, like, the video, it just, I'm not really sure what it's about. It's something about witchcraft, and, Professor Layton's probably gonna use logic to destroy it all. But,
he travels back in time to the Salem travel, trials.
Yeah, maybe. That's not a bad
Spoiler alert, that was the ending of
Yeah, but that's not actually a bad theory, because,
I don't think that's really what happens, though.
Well, Phoenix Wright is, like, 2014, and Professor Layton looks like he's least 1980s, so... who knows?
He does have a time machine from the third Professor Layton game, so...
Yeah.
But that's coming.
I wonder where... I guess Phoenix Wright just objections back into time.
Yeah, every time I hear him say objection, it's pretty funny. It's just over the top.
Yeah, you've never gotten into that series, have you?
Oh, no, I've never played that before.
I played that demo from the Nintendo channel of the Miles Edgeworth, and it was pretty fun, but I'd always wanted to try to get into the series because I heard it was really good, and with this new game coming out, as much as I like the Professor Layton games, I'm probably going to try to get into the Phoenix Wright series and learn, like, all the characters on it and stuff. But I wanted to, like, point out one thing that I've never seen no one's ever pointed out from the trailer. Luke is in his little kid clothes. Like,
So that would mean it happened before the Curious Village.
Yeah. Because, like, when you look at the screens of the Japanese, fourth and fifth, Professor Layton games, you'll see, like, you'll see that he's, like, in little, like, he looks younger, and he's in, like, a sweater vest, and, he's in, like, he's wearing that in this one, so, but I wonder if this is gonna be, like, the fifth Professor Layton, or the sixth Professor Layton game, or, like, since, the Spectre's Flute is number 4, Mask of Miracle is number 5, and we have this one. And I wonder if it's just a spin-off, or if it's going to be counted as the 6th one.
Yeah, it'll probably just be a spin-off. But, yeah, that reminds me, I'm just kind of wondering if they're even going to announce Spectre's Flute for the U.S. Because I'd really love to play that game.
I'm sure they will eventually, because with Mask of Miracle coming out for the 3DS, and it's supposed to be a launch title, they've got to announce it sometime. Because that'd be like making Halo 3 before Halo 2, basically.
Well, I mean, some of the Final Fantasy games, like, this is what I've told, I'm not sure if this is right, someone will probably correct me, but, our Final Fantasy 2 was really like Japan's Final Fantasy 3 or 4 or something like that. So, I mean, it's a possibility we might not get the game, but I really hope that we do. Because it would just kind of leave out a big part of Professor Layton's storyline.
And I probably wouldn't mind them delaying Mask of Miracle for us to give us Spectre's Flute. Which, that may mean that they could be putting it on which this is probably a stupid theory, but they could be putting it on 3DS, Spectre's Flute, for the U.S. people.
Yeah, that'd be cool. We still need the Professor Layton movie, though. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, the Professor Layton movie, and then I think they have, like, a prequel for, I'm not sure what it's for, but it was, like, some kind of pre-order bonus called Professor Layton's London Holiday. So, Professor Layton's, like, really big in Japan, and...
Wait, what is that?
It's called Professor Layton's London Holiday. I heard about it on, like, Game Facts when I used to go there. And, I kind of regret going there now because there's so many idiots on that website. No offense if you use Game Facts. But, yeah, it looks really good. But some of the screenshots, like, a lot of the screenshots look really good because for Phoenix Wright and Professor Layton have such distinct art styles. They just go together really nicely.
If you didn't notice, JR wasn't here for most of that. He had to leave to babysit his sister, I think, or do something with his sister. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's in a PSN chat with me right now. He said he had to just get off the computer.
This is Nintendo related, but I have a code for a movie, a PSN movie. It's for 2012. And I'm going to give this code away to the lucky winner of a contest that I have no clue what it is going to be. Any ideas?
Toy Robot said that we should get, since Shift doesn't have the first podcast ready yet, we should do a contest for, like, what the first episode of the Starship Intercom is going to be. Either it's going to be called Episode 2 or Episode 1, and then Shift's being, like, Episode 0 or something. But that doesn't make any sense to me, because this podcast will be up after we post the first step or the second episode of the Intercom up, and then
first episode.
Yeah, the second first, because it's the first one we're probably gonna have on the air. And but we've recorded one that was way back at Gamescom. And
how about we call it the Lost Episode?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Let's call it that. But, I guess I'll win the movie code.
Woohoo!
No, I have an actual better idea for the contest.
Just give the code away?
Well, no, how about... What about name for Emrage? Oh, I thought it was Emrage.
Yeah, that's just... I thought that's what we were going to call it.
How about we give the code away by having a contest where people tell us what the contest should be?
That's genius.
So yeah, if you want to win a 2012 PSN movie code, the contest is that you have to tell us what the contest should be about. So, and whoever has the best contest idea wins. And send your suggestions to podcast@starship-phoenix.com. And we'll...
Let me say this. We probably won't actually do this contest. We're just... It's a complete unlogical thing. It's going to be
Oh, come on.
No.
Dividing
are
zero.
Are you really going to do that pot? Because what if somebody makes a hilarious contest, but, like... Someone sends us a video of them dunking their heads in rotten eggs or something, and
no, don't give them any ideas.
Well, yeah, I guess don't use that idea.
Yeah, just well, if they come up with a hilarious idea, then yeah, they get the movie code, and then maybe we can have that contest for like the Wii stuff that I'll give away later for something else.
Yeah.
So, well, because we're going to do that now, let me explain again. If you want to win the PSN movie code for 2012, the contest is that you have to tell us what the contest should be about, but you have to make it possible and not, like, something that's totally outrageous, but still funny. So, because we might use that idea for a contest in a later episode for giving away something else. So,
well, can I say this?
Send that. You can also comment on the, or you can contact us on the Starship Phoenix. And with that, I just close it up. Yeah, I'm trying to. That's the end of the. You know, how about you close it out?
That's the end of Starship Mario, everybody. Hopefully, we'll do better next time.